Voters in Arizona and Michigan go to the polls today, at least Republican voters or anyone who wants to vote for the Republican presidential nominee. It's no secret that Michigan is a must-win for Mitt Romney. That's his home state. And you can add in the fact one of the complications in Michigan is that any registered voter can vote in the open primary there. And it sounds like Rick Santorum is trying to encourage some Democrats to vote against Romney. Take a listen to this robocall that circulated in Michigan yesterday.
That's right. Michigan Democrats can vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday. Why is it so important? Romney supported the bailouts for his Wall Street billionaire buddies, but opposed the auto bailouts. Join Democrats who are going to send a loud message to Massachusetts' Mitt Romney by voting for Rick Santorum for president. This call is supported by Rick Santorum for president.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us now. Really? Is that honestly from the Rick Santorum
campaign? Apparently that one is. Now, it is not the only robocall out there in Michigan. There are at least two, possibly more. That one confirmed was paid for by Rick Santorum for president. There's another one out there that is paid for not by Democratic establishment, but by some progressive chicanery, Democratic-affiliated groups. Keep in mind, a lot of these calls are not statewide, depending on how much money you have, so they could target specific neighborhoods, specific regions. This is an open primary, and here's the thing. Now, guys, Michigan is such a dead heat. There's the one-night polling last night from Public Policy Polling. One-night polls are not the most reliable, but Michigan apparently has now trended back to Rick Santorum. It's completely neck and neck, and he appears to be about one percentage point up. Now, here's the monkey wrench in this whole thing. Michigan has a lot of absentee voters. As many as 15 to 18% of people have already voted, and there's no question that Mitt Romney has won those huge because he's been so well organized in Michigan. Don't forget, Rick Santorum kind of came out of nowhere in Iowa at the beginning of this whole thing, so he wasn't highly organized in Michigan at the beginning. Mitt Romney was. So even if Rick Santorum pulls out a narrow victory tonight, including Democratic voters, independents, non-Republicans who are being encouraged to vote for him to mess with Romney, that doesn't mean he'll necessarily win the whole thing, because Romney may have won a significant portion of the absentees. This thing
it's like an unbelievable wag the dog plot, isn't it, Todd? I mean,
it couldn't be closer.
Here's another complication, which is that there's a Democratic push by Democrats in Michigan to vote for Rick Santorum in the open primary because they want to deny Mitt Romney the win. Will
Correct.
That actually work? Are there enough Democrats willing to do it?
Let's put it this way. In the last primary, about 8% of the voters in the open primary, the Republican primary, Romney versus McCain, were Democrats. So it's a relatively small amount, but if the race is that close, it could make that much of a difference. The only difference here is if you poll non-Republicans in the open primary, Rick Santorum has them by a huge margin because nobody's mentioned them in any other context, except for hurting Romney. So they're less than 10% of everyone who will vote tonight, or today, I should say, but Santorum's got almost all of them, or so it seems. It's very opaque. It's very complicated. This one's going to be close, and Romney absolutely needs a win here.
More
and then
dirty
it's on to Ohio.
In a really yep. nasty race, Todd.
Yep, yep. And then it's on to Ohio, where Santorum has about an 7 or 8 point lead right now.
For the moment, Todd Zwillick yep. is our Washington correspondent. We'll see what happens at the polls in Michigan. Thanks, Todd.
Talk to you tomorrow.